Earlier this month, construction began on a new four-floor center in the city of Ostrava that will house the first Czech supercomputer. The site, which will be housing hundreds of processors and will employ between 150 and 250 staff, will have massive computing power, capable of complex simulations in breakthrough fields such as nanotechnology. The supercomputer is expected to begin full operation in 2015. Ivo Vondrák, the rector at Ostrava's Technical University and one of the main people behind the project, says it will be a boost not only in science and international cooperation, but also for local industry.
Ostrava is, by history, it is a city that is closely related with the industry. And the issue is that this industry needs some research facilities. Of course, you can have labs, but supercomputer is something what means new way how you can deal with your problems and issues. And therefore, we decided to open this project called IT for Innovations, where we would like to build these supercomputing facilities in Ostrava to help this industry. But it's not just about the industry. It's also about the new emerging technologies. It means right now we have topics dealing with the nanotechnologies. We have topics dealing with the disaster and risk management. All these things we would like to do with the help of our supercomputer.
You mentioned disaster computations or simulations there. Other uses are traffic management. Could we go into a little bit more detail, for example, an example of a concrete situation?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The first topic we start to deal with were the problem of floods. We had a really tough situation during the late 90s and early 2000s years. And the only one possibility is how to predict how floods are going to evolve. And we started with this problem. It means flood is something what we do and we would like to do in the future. By the way, we have a strong cooperation with one of the biggest companies dealing with this problem. It is DHI. It is a Danish Hydrological Institute. And we have a strong cooperation with them in this area because we would like to provide our algorithms and our tools and supercomputing power, not just to our region, but also to our other countries, not just in the Europe. So this is about the floods. This is something what we do. The second problem is about the traffic. We know that we have bigger and bigger problems with the traffic flow. Of course, you don't have a chance to build new highways and new speedways, but what you can do is to make the flow of the cars more smooth. And this is something what we would like to do as well. It means we would like to monitor, we would like to collect all possible information about the traffic flows, and we would like to predict the future evolvement of this traffic flow. It means this is something what we would like to do. And of course, these things are very closely related because in case of floods, you can have problems to get into the position of, for example, emergency squads because they don't have a way how to get there. So this is something what we would like to combine together. The third topic is about the pollution. Ostrava still has a problem with the pollution, but what we would like to do, we would like to model this and monitor as well. So these three topics are the main, have the main importance in our scientific schedule.
For a layman, for example, who will be less familiar with the term supercomputer, how should they relate, say, the computing power of that facility to, say, their laptop or desktop computer?
We are talking about the tens of thousands of laptops or desktop computers. But the main importance or main difference is that this supercomputer should enable so-called parallel computing. It means that these processes are going to be interconnected and the whole magic and the whole research is about how to program this kind of parallel supercomputer. It means it is about the parallelization of computing power.
And that was Ivo Vondrák, the rector at Ostrava's Technical University, talking about the national computer. The facility is now underway or being constructed in Ostrava.